Big Mac, Chicken McNuggets, no, Big Mac and Quarter Pounder with cheese, or Filet-O-Fish. You'd be doing the same thing if you were at McDonald's, because you can choose not just one, but two of your favorites for just $6. Tasty Big Mac, crispy 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, juicy Quarter Pounder with cheese, or savory Filet-O-Fish. Enjoy two of your all-time favorites for just $6, if you can decide on the two. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, you are listening to Talk CXO Life. I am Sunaina, your host. And guess what? We are getting you a flashback series. Heck, yeah, we've been bitten by the reminiscing bug. Difficult not to, considering the times, wouldn't you agree? Now, we will be running short edited segments of my previous conversations with CXOs. First up is from a conversation very dear to me. My first one 2 years ago with Salil Murthy, Managing Director, India and Southeast Asia General Mills. Salil is an avid runner and golfer. He has run numerous marathons across the world, including 4 out of the 6 renowned world major marathons. Salil has also won some prestigious corporate and amateur golf tournaments. In this segment, listen to Salil share key life milestones encircling the roles he identifies himself with, primarily of a husband and father, a leader at work, a runner, and a golfer. Want to crack the code on work-life balance? Salil simply boils it down to gaining clarity about what one likes to do, is good at doing, and what gives one satisfaction, and well, focusing on those aspects. And hey, if you loved what you listened to and can't wait for the next segment, why don't you just log into www.cxolife.com and catch the entire conversation, Okay, so now it's throwback time. Stay tuned. Hi, Salil. Thank you for joining us at CXO Life. Now, in the public domain, there are multiple roles, that you're associated with professionally as this young leader who has given this magical spin to General Mills India, reportedly tripling its growth. Then, of course, there's this well-documented love for your running and your passion for golf. How would you say that these have come together to define you?
Hey, thanks for having me here, first of all. It's an absolute pleasure. I think it goes back to, how you see yourself and what are the roles you kind of see being dominant in your life. And as I kind of see it, I see I have 5 dominant roles in my life, right? And they all kind of come together to kind of make who I am, make me authentic. So I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a leader at work, I'm a runner, and I'm a golfer. And as I kind of think about it, it's a combination of what it is that I like to do, what it is that I'm good at, what it is that kind of gives me satisfaction. And I think once you have that clarity, all of it kind of comes together. And people talk about work-life balance and say, how do you manage work and how do you manage life? Yes. I think that's a little bit of a false binary in many ways, because the concept of work-life balance doesn't exist, right? There are you have to work on weekends sometimes, and sometimes you can go and watch a movie in the middle of the week, and that's perfectly okay, right? And it should be okay. So how you kind of balance all these 5 roles for me is, I think, the critical bit.
Right. Now, we'd love to know, how do you balance it?
Right. I think the important bit is that having the clarity of these 5 roles helps you make the priorities that you want. So, for example, if I want to make sure as a good father I spend as much time with my son as possible, he's 7, and therefore I'm very clear that I'm not going to live very far away from where I work, so I don't get stuck in commute and I can maximize the time that I spend with him. So that's a priority that comes from this role. Ensuring that being a good husband is really, really important to me. So my wife and I make sure we take time off to go off on holidays with each other and really make sure that we have the support system that enables that, right? Running is an important part. So I know that there are specific days of the week and specific times where running takes priority over everything else. So I think once you're really clear about these roles, I think your priorities kind of begin to follow. And then that's how you begin to plan your schedule. And then what also means is there are a whole bunch of things that I will say I will not do, right? So if I need to run on a Sunday morning, it means I will not go out late on a Saturday night with my friends, because that's the choice. So there are calls on what I can do, and then there are very clear calls on what I can't do in order to be kind of consistent.
If you could take us through your
life journey so far, what were the most significant turning points of your life? It could have been, you know, when you began these roles that define you.
I'd probably say there were three. All of them, I think, involve journeys in some way. I think the first one was when Bharti, my wife, and I got married and moved to Singapore at the same time, right? And I think that was a turning point, a little bit a watershed moment in our lives in many ways, because, you know, we moved to a different country with my best friend. You know, we're a whole bunch of experiences that we kind of had in Singapore, kind of had a son there, had Vihan there as well. And just the kind of learning and the experiences and the exposure that we got in the 11 years that we were living and working in the region were absolutely fantastic. So I think that was one. But I think equally then the second journey was coming back to India, which was about 3.5 years ago. And we made that conscious decision to come back. It's been one of the most rewarding decisions that we made. Again, in terms of, you know, getting back to where we are from, we both were born and brought up here, and getting back to our roots in many ways, getting closer to family, and having my son kind of grow up with an extended family with his grandparents and cousins and so on and so forth, that's incredibly important. And then just the kind of, the work. So my wife's a dancer, and she's a Bharatanatyam dancer. She's a professional Bharatanatyam dancer. So she's able to perform a lot here as well. So then again, I think that was a significant kind of phase, I think. I think the other turning point in many ways kind of goes back to, I think, when I completed my first marathon. I think that was a physically and emotionally strenuous experience that taught me a lot about who I am, that taught me a lot about what one can do, and taught me kind of what limits one has. So that was a pretty profound moment for me.
You know, somewhere all of us, I believe, are on a lookout for discovering life's meaning, our purpose. For someone who has gotten it so well together, would you say that you have got it figured?
I haven't figured it out. No, I haven't figured it out. And secondly, I think, Sunaina, I'm not sure that one should be necessarily in the pursuit of kind of figuring it all out. I think in many ways, the journey is the destination. I mean, if you go back and say, all of us are kids, and when we were kids, say my son's age, people ask him all the time, what is it that you want to do when you grow up, right? And then you grow up a little bit more, and when you're maybe 16 or 17, you get asked the same question, what is it that you want to do? And the question behind the question is, have you figured out what it is that you want to do? Have you figured out your life's purpose? And it's really interesting. You have a clarity when you're 5 or 6 or 7 that you don't have when you're 16 or 17. And that clarity continues to become more and more diffuse as you kind of grow along. Some of the most successful people I know in this world still don't know what they want to do with their lives. Right, so I think there is it's a little overvalued in terms of kind of finding in terms of this whole finding a purpose. I think what's important is finding what it is that you love doing, and that's a process of really finding out what you're good at, finding out what kind of really excites you and what makes you passionate. And the way to get there, I think, is all about, you know, continue to be curious, continue to go down those rabbit holes and find out where they lead, continue to explore the kind of the edges and the interstices, and at some point I think you'll kind of figure stuff out. At least that's my philosophy. I don't think there's a grand overarching purpose that is waiting for us to kind of figure out. I think the process is the most important part.
That's a great point, I think, that you made on, you know, the clarity we had when we were kids. We were also very curious when we were kids, isn't it? Which I think is it would be the right time to speak about how you were. I mean, how was your childhood? Who influenced you the most?
My parents, no question. They're incredibly smart. They pushed us really, really hard. They had extraordinarily high standards. They were very clear that bad grades would not be tolerated. They were very clear that slacking off is not good. They were definitely, I think, huge influences in the way I kind of lead at work as well, which is setting a big goal. They gave me a lot of freedom a lot of slack, a lot of rope to kind of go out and explore. And I think that's pretty much the way I lead, which is set high standards and empower people to kind of go out and achieve. So I see a very strong influence from my upbringing and growing up with how it is I am at work.
Was it a joy or an interest that you want to take up when you were younger and you couldn't? Do you still pursue it? Is there something like that which you'd really enjoyed doing when you were young?
There were a whole bunch of things, I think. And I think part of it was that I've always been super curious. I've always been trying to figure out. I remember when I was pretty young, one of my stated goals was to know everything there was in the world. Now, I'm not even remotely close to being there, right? But, you know, I read a lot. My parents had these wonderful set of world book encyclopedias, right? I think we all grew up with that, and obviously no television, no internet, and what I used to do was actually read those books cover to cover, right? And it was just curiosity, and I ended up knowing a lot more about the world than I probably wanted to or, you know, intended to, and that really helped. So one of the things that strangely enough it helped was I figured out I was actually pretty good at quizzing. So I've done a lot of quizzing in my school, in my college, which I really enjoyed. And most of it was because just the curiosity, right? It's just going out and kind of asking why, and meeting people like that. And yeah, that was one of the things that I genuinely enjoyed doing in school and college.
Wow. Do you intend to maybe get back to it someday, quizzing?
Again, I think I would love to be honest. I think it's just a huge time commitment. And again, I think something will give. If I really want to go out on, say, a Sunday and go out and quiz, something's going to give, either family time or something else. So, yeah, it's a choice I've kind of made. I'm walking a really tight rope. But I will tell you this. A few years ago, my parents wanted to get rid of those World Book encyclopedias. I said, no, give them to me. So we actually have them here at home.
So do I. I've stored all of them.
Exactly. I'm never going to get rid of them.
With the new iPhone SE for less than $100 at Metro, you rule. It's the most affordable iPhone on the number one brand in prepaid. So whether you're studying online or FaceTiming.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear.
The iPhone SE has all you need. Switch to Metro and get the iPhone SE for $99.99 after rebate redemption and 6 months of service with AutoPay. Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day. Limit one per account / household. Requires port and ID validation. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Restrictions apply. See store for details.